They say one man's trash is another man's treasure. Nowhere is that more true than here at Christie's in New York. This is where New York City's wealthy elite come to refill their penthouses with the latest trends. But with an auction every week, the staff are under constant pressure to find new items that will make the most money and keep boss Roger Smith off their backs. Welcome to the strangest auction house in America. It's Monday morning, and the boss, Roger Smith, isn't at work. For the past 25 years, Roger has been getting away from it all with a spot of Downward Dog, Lotus, and Stretching Cat. The spiritual path Roger treads is a private affair, but rumors have been circulating among his staff. From rich Mars bars, to decadent truffles, to beautiful bonbons, our world is cuckoo for cocoa. But there's more to this sweet confection than just the world's most popular flavor. Chocolate fueled the Aztecs' lust for conquest, expanded the Spanish Empire, powered the Allies in World War II, introduced stimulants to the Western world, and today could save the rainforest. Everything you need to know is right here, now, on How Stuff Works. To find its origins, you have to head south towards the equator. It's harvest season in Belize, and a time to grab some big, lush cacao pods and whip up some wine. But where's the chocolate? Well, this is chocolate. It's just that the Mayans in these parts made cacao wine way before they turned chocolate into food. About 4,000 years ago, the first traces of domesticated cacao began showing up in Mesoamerica, now Central America. The early drinking vessels had long, skinny spouts, thought to be perfect for pouring cacao wine and filtering out the pulp. Centuries after its introduction, cacao became widely domesticated in the humid, lush lowlands, and from that point on, was tightly woven into Mayan culture.